And I hope that's something we're encouraged, but I hope the Lord has been living His life through us today. And what a sobering thought. That's a message in itself tonight. I could just go there and just give a message on that. I tell you, that is something else. You know, I don't know if you've ever had this happen to you before, but someone knock on your door and ask you if so-and-so lives here. And I've had that happen a couple times in my lifetime when they were looking for somebody that didn't live there anymore. Maybe they did at one time. But, you know, I got to thinking about that during that song. You know, if somebody came and asked us if Christ lives in us, I wonder with great confidence could we say, oh, yes, He does. He lives there. And not only does He live there, but may we pray that He lives freely and openly. And in everything we do and say, may the Lord just live through us. Paul said, why don't we just try to quote that together? If you don't know it, you can go to Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, just in case I mess up. I'm going to turn there anyway. Galatians 2:20. Let's quote that together. Galatians 2:20. It starts off, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. Praise the Lord for that. Isn't that wonderful? And may 2019 be a year that truly Christ is simply living through us. And church, I just want to encourage you here with this thought. It does take away the legalistic thinking of the Christian life when you focus on Christ living through you. It really does. And what a blessing the liberty that gives when I can wake up each day not thinking about a list of rules that I have to follow, but just with that simple thought, Christ, live through me today. In my speech, in my actions, in my responses, in my emotions, in my desires, Lord Jesus, just live through me. And I believe the Holy Spirit is just truly pleased and ready to take over when we pray that prayer. And I believe personally, that's what I believe the baptism of the Holy Spirit is. I believe the fullness of the Holy Spirit's called a lot of different things. But when we just yield and say, Lord Jesus, I yield my life. I want you to live through me. And the Holy Spirit says, that's it. I'll take it from here. Amen. And that's what the Holy Spirit does. He takes it from there, and it's Him. To God be the glory. Well, Happy New Year! Amen. Y'all are excited, I can tell, about 2019. Some of you stayed up way too late, I can tell, still recovering. But, amen. It's good to see everybody. Praise the Lord. I hope your year started off well. I know mine did. It started off sleeping. Hey, man. But some of you stayed up all night, and that's all right. I used to do that, too. Might do it again sometime. But this time I didn't. I fell asleep watching college football. Amen. And woke up feeling refreshed, ready to tackle the world. Not really, but I did feel good the next day. And thankful for it. So here we are in 2019, And trust in the Lord. You know, I've just been reflecting, thinking about a lot of things here recently. And I hope that you did have an opportunity at some time, maybe in the past week. And if you haven't, I hope you will, to take the time to just reflect upon some of the things you did learn in 2018. Some of the things, some of the trials that the Lord brought you through. Some lessons you learned from failure, like we all did. Lessons you learned from success. And write out those things, and then make a separate list for 2019. You can call them resolutions, whatever, but just some things you'd like to see in your own life in the coming year. And maybe I'll open that up for some testimonies here in just a moment. But if you would, turn in your Bibles to Philippians chapter 1, verse 20. Philippians chapter 1, verse 20 is where we'll start off. Did Brother Brad get me a water? I don't know if he did or not. He did. Where is it? Pulpit. Okay. Good man, Brother Brad. Good man. They did a beautiful job decorating up here. for the winter. Looks wonderful. Philippians chapter 1 and verse 20. I'll read this verse here. Paul says, writing from prison, I remind you, according to my earnest expectation and my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness, as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death. Let's pray together, church. Holy God of heaven, we come before you with our hearts filled with gratitude tonight that, first of all, we're not in hell. Lord God, that we, I hope all of us, have been bought by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus. That's awesome. I'm grateful tonight that I don't have to worry about going to eternal torment. Thank you, Lord, for giving me that assurance, not on anything that I've done, O Lord, but all what you did. We celebrate that tonight. We rejoice in it. And then, Lord, just thank you for the new year. Thank you for what you did in 2018. And, Lord, we're looking for wonderful things in 2019. Help us tonight to hear from your Spirit and your Word. I pray that you'd lift any hearts that might be heavy. I pray that you would take away all distractions. And Lord, just please bring us in close, oh God, so that we might hear your voice. In Jesus' name I do pray. Amen. Philippians chapter 1, verse 20, as I've just read to you, is Paul writing to the church of Philippi, and he's writing from prison. He's not writing in the best of conditions, I remind you. Nothing like we are experiencing tonight in a nice climate-controlled building with nice cushioned pews and nice lighting and a nice glass of clean water. And those things. No, this great servant of the Lord, the Apostle Paul, is writing in probably some very a climate that's very unwanted, very undesirable, I should say. That's what I'm looking for. But he is in a place that none of us would want to be tonight. Let's put it that way. Be thankful where we are. But he is still writing, even under those circumstances. He is writing a verse here that is truly encouraging to the believer. He's talking about here his earnest expectation, his eager desire, if you will, and his hope that in nothing he shall be ashamed. That he, with all boldness, as the word says, as always, Christ be magnified through his life. It's interesting that Mike picked that song. We didn't even talk about the message tonight. We didn't talk about getting them together, the two songs to match, but the Lord did it. And we see tonight, I want to continue this thought in sharing Jesus without fear and the fact that we need to be bold, unashamed. It continues a thought, but this is sort of bringing our series to a close. Now, after tonight's message, we will go into, I would say, more even some good opportunities to talk about doctrine, because we're going to go through a list of questions that you often get when you talk to somebody at their door. It might be when you share the gospel with them at their door, at school, at the workplace, wherever, that they come back with a comment that's very much a doctrinal comment. It might be that, look, well, I don't think you can be saved forever. And then it might be, well, I don't believe Jesus is God. Oh, well, I've been too bad all my life. I don't believe I can be able to go to heaven. I don't think I can go to. You'll get all kinds of questions like that we'll talk about over here. However long the Lord lets us do that, but it will bring up some good doctrinal questions and something I want you to be prepared for. I want to talk about them openly. I want to see maybe how you would respond, because everybody's going to respond a little differently. Some people may think of different verses for different subjects, but something that we'd want to do together. But tonight, we're going to simply bring some closure just to the thought of our responsibility to simply do it, to simply be obedient in sharing Jesus. As we enter into the year 2019, let's become more eager and committed to sharing Jesus without fear. Our success as a local church depends on it. Now, let me qualify that statement, please. You say, Pastor, what do you mean by that, our success depends on it? Well, remember, Our success is not whether or not we fill this auditorium with people. Our success is whether or not we as a church are sharing our faith. I love that. I was telling somebody the other day, that's something God did for me in 2018. In my mind, I was always thinking, maybe I didn't say it and maybe it wasn't taught to me this way, but you always got the impression that the pressure was on us to win people to the Lord or to get them converted. You know, and people mean well by it. I've heard it, and you'll probably hear it from this pulpit, maybe from me, maybe from guest speaker, but it almost comes across like, how many people have you won to Jesus this week? And it almost gives the impression that you are responsible for converting someone. And that's just not biblical. What the most more proper biblical question would be, how many people did you share your faith with this week? Because that's what's commanded, and that's what's expected, and I believe that God will put His blessings upon this church. And He may not decide to fill this room up with people. He may not. I hope He does. My prayer is that He does. But the fact of the matter is, God's blessings will be on us as we obey. And sharing the Word of God and the success of a local church will depend on God's people just determining, like we're talking about tonight, just to simply share their faith. Here in the first two blanks, and the only two blanks besides where you may sign your name or may not, it says here, sharing the gospel is not a matter of ability, but of obedience. Sharing the gospel is not a matter of ability, whether or not you have the ability to do it, but of obedience. It's a matter of just saying, yes, Lord, I am going to share my faith as you give opportunity. Now, again, let me preface before we dive into some of these things that we're going to look at. It's the new year, and I just felt like in my heart this was a good opportunity for us to, as a church, to look at the responsibility and make a commitment, not to necessarily each other, but to the Lord, that we're going to try by God's grace to make more of an effort to share our faith this year, to look for opportunities. And to pray for those opportunities and to be ready for those opportunities. And so let's just go through these together real quick. These are some things, and you'll notice down at the bottom there's a place to put your name. You can do that when you get home. You could do it tonight if you want to, and of course you don't have to do it. I did this because I thought it was a good idea. It is at the end of the book, Sharing Jesus Without Fear. I changed a few things, but it gives them accountability, and it's not for you to turn in. That's another thing. We're not getting legalistic here. We're not getting man-centered. This is for you. This is not for you to turn in and say, hey, I'll sign my copy, I'll turn it in, and I'll report how many I did each week. No, we're not doing that. But this is for you. This is for you to maybe keep in your Bible or somewhere where you have your personal devotions as a reminder, as something that you can pray over, that, you know what, I really would like to share my faith, not because I got to turn some kind of numbers in or to report to man, but no, my Lord commanded it. I just want to be obedient. I want to be obedient. And so let's go through these. The first one is, I no longer will be a silent Christian. You may say, well, Pastor, I'm not a silent Christian right now. Good. I'm glad to hear that. So, but if you are, just making a commitment to saying, you know what, I'm just no longer going to be silent. I'm going to look for opportunities to share my faith. Secondly, I will continually look for those with whom you are working so I can share Jesus with them. That you is the Holy Spirit. He's continually working around us. People that are in need, people that are searching, people that God will lead you to without a doubt. So that's something that you're going to try to do daily. Since there, the third one, since I understand Christ's resurrection power lives in me, again, praise the Lord. I didn't know Brother Mike was going to have that song, but it goes perfectly with what I'm teaching. To understand that Christ's resurrection power lives in me, and I lack nothing to keep my Lord's great commission, I will obey that command to go and make disciples. And then that last one there, the bullet point, I will live my life so that Philemon, verse 6, will be actively demonstrated, allowing you to fulfill your promises in my life. And we talked about that in our last message. That verse is this, that the communication of thy faith That's the sharing and the work of the gospel may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. And then if you choose to sign down there again, just as a reminder to yourself and the date, I trust that the Lord will help us in this commitment. Because I do believe that the only way that we can fail in sharing the gospel is failing to share the gospel. That's the only way. And so what do? As Crooked Creek Baptist Church, we grow in our commitment to share. We have gospel tracts. We want to make those available. I got some new ones that I'll be introducing to you. And I don't want to give away too much, but on Vision Night, we'll be making a couple new ones available. Looking forward to that. And we have some there now. I want to report that we got most of the 500 Christmas cards out. Thank you for those that made an attempt to distribute them. We almost got all 500 out. And so I thank the Lord for that. We have a few remaining, but nevertheless, that's a way that we can share our faith. But it's not the only way. With social media, most of these young people in here can run circles around us when it comes to social media. But I would just exhort you with that ability, use it for the Lord. Share your faith. Share a verse. I don't know when's the last time one of you teens, maybe just put a verse on Instagram or on Snapchat. Just so, even if it does last a few seconds, guess what? One of your friends, boom, verse right there. It's the Word of God. And we can share our faith in many avenues. But the question is, are we doing it? And the Lord would want us to do that. Let me introduce you to this little Bible here tonight. This was given to me as a gift. It goes along, actually, with the study we've been doing. It's called Personal Evangelism New Testament. And I like it because it is easily read here with the larger letters, and I appreciate that, and I know other people do that. I notice sometimes you can get Bibles that are real tiny, and if you're trying to share the Bible with someone, they're squinting, and it's like, I can't quite see that, and it's like, it's kind of embarrassing, But this has got some good print, and what I like about it, too, is that at the back, it's got some of the questions we'll be dealing with. In fact, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, there's right at 36. 36 objections to the gospel, and they give you good verse references to help you to respond to people that have objections to the gospel in different ways. And that's in the back. And then it also just gives you an opportunity to write at the top and the margins to help you navigate when you're seeking to lead someone to the Lord. It's very easy to put in your pocket. I carry it around with me. Sometimes I'll have it in my vehicle. But if you're interested, they're $9. Okay. But if you folks would like to get one, I believe we can get this for $5 for you. If you would like to do that, we have a sign-up sheet in the back. And again, they're nice, and I think the Lord could use it in your life. And because you do, you always want to have an opportunity to share the gospel with someone. You'd like to have a Bible nearby. I know that's not always practical, but if you can, it's a good idea. So if you'd be interested, I have a sign-up sheet in the back. You say, I don't really care to do that. I'd like to use my $5 in a different area. I already have a Bible. You may already have a little Gideon's. Now, you can get these little guys for free. The Gideon's donates them. They're good Bibles, too. The print is a little smaller, but it's not too much smaller. It's actually pretty good. And this has got the Psalms and Proverbs. But the point is, you just want to have something. You want to have a little New Testament nearby at all times so that you can share the gospel as the Lord would give you opportunity. Because we know with opportunity, there comes questions. And if people are open, because it just doesn't take but that one person to say, yeah, it might be 1 in 100, but it may not be that one says, yeah, I'd like to know more. And then you need to be ready to say, great, can I show you from the Bible? Yeah, I'll look. It would be great to have a Bible around. And then you can open up the Word of God and hopefully lead someone to the Lord And so those are some things there. But anyway, we're going to have a word of prayer here in just a moment. But those are just some things I wanted to bring with you tonight. Just sort of bringing some closure to that part of our study of just the simple obedience is what God is expecting for us to share the gospel. And here in the next several weeks, with the Lord's help, we'll get into some more doctrinal questions that you might run into, and something I think we should be able to talk about openly, which I think will be helpful in that.